Jesse Allen catching up now with Mark Lucas from Stone Axe. Mark, as we take a look at our grains today, wheat futures, we should start there. That's kind of the story. Double-digit strength near midday, kind of leading things for us. What are you seeing in this wheat market that's got us up moderately here today?
You know, I think there's a couple things going on. You know, first of all, you're seeing a pretty good lineup of export tenders globally as, you know, the marketplace tries to adjust to some of the increased demand in wheat and you know, possibly the push for quality and that type of thing. Paris wheat made a 5-week high here off talk that China was going to be in looking for some European wheat and French wheat. So, you know, Paris overnight was quite strong, pulling our markets higher as well. Throw on top of that some rumors that Russia may be tossing around the idea of some export quotas, concerned about, you know, exporting too much wheat, possibly beginning in January, that would kind of take them out of the export or at least limit them in the export picture. So I think those two things combined are really what's, you know, helping the wheat pop along here today.
Mark, as we take a look at quartered soybeans, seems like they're just kind of chopping around here a little bit ahead of next week's quarterly grain stocks report. What are your thoughts on that and your thoughts on the quarter bean market here today?
I think that's true. And then also, you know, with the harvest really just kind of getting going in earnest here. I mean, there's been, you know, a lot of harvest dabbling, you know, people getting started, and you're starting to hear, you know, various states, some yield numbers and that type of thing. And, you know, particularly in the Northwestern belt here for the Dakotas and Minnesota, it's important because, you know, we dealt with the extremely dry weather here this summer. And yeah, you're hearing, you know, kind of what you might expect. Some areas it's disappointing, but they were, you know, expecting it. Like you look at some of the North Dakota bean numbers coming in, you know, there's a lot of, you know, 20 to, you know, low 30s type of numbers coming in across southern North Dakota on some of the limited bean harvest that's been coming in. But they were expecting it to be poor. So they're not really that surprised by those kinds of numbers. And then you get not too far away where they maybe caught an additional rain or two at the right time. You know, you got, bean numbers coming in the low 40s. So, you know, it's kind of hit and miss, but I don't think that's a big surprise. So as you move in other areas, we're starting to see some of the corn come out in a lot of places. It's maybe just a little bit early, but, you know, some of the premiums for September delivery corn are substantial enough that people are willing to take out corn, even if it's a little wet and they have to dry it down just to get the advantage of the September prices. So we're seeing some of that activity.
That's comments with Mark Lucas of Stone Axe. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing here as we wrap up the Thursday trade. This has been the Midday Commentary for Thursday, September 23rd. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.